my dread. I watch the yellow roses die, a symbolic death. I watch the sky fill up with shapes I cannot explain. I tell you every passing thought, I was just looking for pain. Oh no, the earth is moving, the groundwork's compromised. Tell you to lose my number, and then I call you twice. Oh no, it's getting dark, everyone's eyes on me. Light me up with one spark, relish the anarchy I lead. Every light on, haunting bygone, play it off like I'm cynical, but I swear, and I swear, say it past there at your picture, it's visceral, and it's crushing, but you do about nothing, but you do.
Oh, Eli, back on the board.
Hello, hello, hello. This is The Mini Fridge. I'm Eli.
I'm Owen.
I'm Daria.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I just chewed gum into the mic.
Well, unrelatable for us, because you didn't bring us any.
That was me swallowing the gum.
Yeah,
into
thank
the
you.
Mic.
Metaphorically.
Thank you. We're doing love songs. Love songs about hate, love songs about yearning, love songs that are not about love, love songs that are about other types of love.
And also love songs.
And also straight up.
Straight up love songs.
That was Much Ado About Nothing by Waxahachie.
That was
song
your choice.
Is amazing.
Yeah. So good.
I just love it.
So good.
I mean, she's so lyrically talented.
Shout out to the doctor from TARDIS Jukebox who was strumming along as he left the studio.
True. With MJ
Lenneman. Your number one fan. Fans.
Thank you.
We are your number one fans.
Wait.
There's a beautiful calendar that's hung up here.
I know, I was looking at it.
With a gold finch? What is that?
It's
and it has hearts on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Why would I have counted how many days are in one row of a calendar?
Also, it has the numbers on it.
I can't read those. It's a little dark in here.
Cedar waxwing bird.
We've got a little bit of a diverse mix coming your way.
Some of the saddest songs you've ever heard.
And some really happy ones.
Yeah.
Yay.
This next one is by the Velvet Underground, who I was going through their discography because I was like, there must be stuff I've never listened to. There's not. There's like four wow. records they ever made, which is crazy. And then a lot of live recordings, which I was listening to at work.
Mm.
But I knew I wanted to play one of their songs because they have my favorite, I feel like, love song mix, and I chose I Found a Reason, so I'm gonna play that one for you guys right now.
Yay.
What are you holding?
I don't know. It's also, just like,
oh, it's like it's a cleaner for the record player, maybe.
That makes sense. Like, to keep singing.
Like only yesterday, I moved back home and took a small apartment that I could call my own. And every other Sunday, I drove to the laundromat. It was a Sunday late in May when Marie and I first met. She told me she was new in town and we went out for tea. I told her where she should and shouldn't shop for groceries. And we talked about the crazy things life threw in our direction. Walked around till midnight and then she drove me home. Marie. She'd pick me up on Sundays and we'd find a breakfast spot. She would have Eggs Benedict, she liked that one a lot. And I would get the number three with coffee and wheat toast. And bets were being placed between the waitress and the host. So it was later on that year I finally proposed. The waitress started crying and so did the host. Marie just took my hand and led me to the laundromat. She never said a word, but I knew just what she meant. She meant, let's not change a thing. You know I love you and I always never loved you for a diamond ring. Marie. Several years have gone by since the day that we were wed. Every morning of our honeymoon we ate breakfast in bed. The waitress was her bridesmaid, the host was my best man. The owner of that laundromat played in the wedding band. And my mother bought the two of us a washer and a dryer for the house, which we promptly sold, remembering our vows. So let's not change a thing. You know I love you and I always will, so please don't change a thing. I never loved you for a diamond ring. Let's not change a thing. You know I love you and I always will, so please don't change a thing. I never loved you for a diamond ring, Marie.
Tell us about that song, Alan.
That song was Marie by Adam Michael Rothberg. One of my counselors at camp used to play that song, or a bunch of them did. And I didn't really realize it was a love song for a long time. I mean, I knew, but like I just associated it with being at camp and like being sad to leave camp. And then That's it was really it was more recently that I was like, oh, it really is actually a very sweet song. Yeah. He's like saying about his whole love story with this girl.
Did you rediscover it recently? Or have you been listening to it forever?
I've been listening to it for a long time, but I would say I listen to it more like on its own now, not just like in the context of like, oh, I was thinking about camp.
Yeah, that's nice. It's very beautiful. I've never heard it before.
Me neither. Except for when you played it on our TV the other night.
That's true. But that was when we were making the playlist for this show.
Well, what? Peek behind the curtains.
Yeah, it's too much inside baseball for
me. I know. Do you want to talk about the Velvet Underground more?
No, I feel like I gave them their air.
Okay. Should we just keep this thing on going?
Sure. Rolling? The next song is from Daria by a little band called The 1975.
Yes! Okay, this one's a proper love song. And it's so Matty Healy being weird, and it's so beautiful and wonderful.
He's weird?
What?
I just love this song so much, and it's just so sweet to me.
I don't really know their music very much, to be honest.
Me neither.
My dad, I think, doesn't like them. Because they're, like, kind of super pop rock sometimes, and sometimes, like, so provocative, so.
Yeah. I was making a joke also, just for anyone who on the air was like, are you stupid?
Oh, nice.
Okay. I wasn't. I don't listen to them that much.
Well, I love them, so.
Let's listen to them.
Let's get excited, everyone.
Our first kiss was Christmas. Walmart toy department. She said I should take you with me when I leave. And we were searching New York for a fancy new apartment. She said Central Park is SeaWorld for trees. You ask about the cows wearing my sweater. It's something about the weather. Some light down. The only time I feel I might get better
She's more into scented candles. Oh, I'll never get that smell out of my bag. It was poorly handled the day we both got cancelled, because I'm a racist and you're some kind of slag. You ask about the cows wearing my sweater. It's something about the weather that makes them lie down. The only time I feel I might get better is when we are together. Get you biting, oh. The truth is that our egos are absurd. I thought we were fighting, but it seems I was gaslighting you. I didn't know that it had its own way. You still ask about the cows wearing my sweater. Said it's something about the weather. The only time I feel it might get better is when we are together.
Thank you.
That was SWV with their song I'm So Into You, which was my choice, which I was going to play a song of theirs because I really like their music, and this album, It's About Time, is just very good. But the extra special reason why we chose this song is because we wanted to play JPEG Mafia's Valentine's Day Freestyle, which samples this song but is very explicit.
And awesome.
And so awesome.
Listen to it when you get a chance.
Hence us wanting to play it. But felt like the right time to play this song, which is great. And about attraction. Okay, up next we have a song that is from one day ago. Owen, tell us about it.
This song is called Crosswords by Lilac Boulevard. Lilac Boulevard is one of my close friends' bands.
Whoa.
It's my friend Max and his friend, whose name also is Max, Double Max. And yeah, they're really good. And this song is new and it is about love and like the idea of like fun, like just sort of sweet domesticity. And I thought it would fit this theme well.
Like doing the crossword together?
Probably about that.
Let's hear about it. I'm excited.
Haven't seen you in a couple weeks. Wondering if you're coming back to me. I miss the way your hips look when you sing. And the way your lips talk fretfully. I want you back. My brain's a wreck. Won't you come? Stay a while, chamomile. Read the times, do crosswords. Fluster frowns, who's Jalen Brown? Fuck it, I do down here at crosswords. Go watch the trees from the window. Branches start to breathe as the wind blows. Share a peaceful glance when we see snow. We could say we'll take a walk, but we'll never go, never go. Cause it feels so nice in here, and it's frozen on the outside. Have to step outside. I know you like your peace and quiet. You can make me lose my mind. We should sit together inside. You know I want you. I never call you, but I want to. I don't mean to bother, but if your projects fall through, talk to me. Talk to me, I want you all to me. I want you back. My brain's a wreck. Won't you come? Stay a while, chamomile. Read the times, do crosswords. Fluster frowns, who's Jalen Brown? Fuck it, I do down here at crosswords.
Be alone where no one can see us, honey. Careful in that room, those parasitic cameras, don't they stop to stare at you? Can't love first both. You've gotta live and I gotta go. As long as it's us two, fuck being remembered. I think I was made for you. So why'd you want?
You're on the air.
Okay.
PSA.
Money in your future. If you want to have money in your future, don't rely on luck. Pay down your highest interest cards. For more free ideas on how to save, go to feedthepig.org.
Feed the pig?
Feed the pig.
Wow.
That was the first one I flipped to. Sorry. Sorry if that's problematic. That was a snail mail song from the album Valentine. Kind of an anti-love song, but...
Mm.
So awesome. We were just talking about Snail Mail releasing a new album this year. She had surgery on her voice, mm-hmm. and so her voice is a lot lower now.
How long ago was that?
Like, in between Valentine and Lush. So,
oh,
the
okay.
two albums with her face on
so
them.
So, like, 4 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's still great. Love her guitar playing. Like, honestly, such a sick guitar player. So,
yeah.
Love that song.
Very awesome.
Hello to my dad. Welcome back to Burlingame.
Hello,
oh,
Reed,
hello to our
Scott.
Neighbors, Reed and
hello,
Scott.
Veronica.
Reed, we still have some of your... Oh, let's talk about what's in the fridge.
Oh, yeah. New segment of what's in our mini fridge, except not mini fridge, just normal fridge.
Because what's in the mini fridge is...
Drinks.
Drinks.
All-encompassing.
All-encompassing.
We have boeuf bourguignon.
Thank you, Reed, for making that in our house. Very delicious. We have wings. Stop.
So many stop. Wings.
From
we ordered, and by we, I mean, I guess it was Veronica that ordered it, but
yeah.
Carmina was the mastermind.
Yeah, we had 40 wings ordered to our Super Bowl party, except they came at 11:45 p.m.
whenever after the Super Bowl.
And you both were asleep, and I scampered down to get them.
Scampered.
And then we have been eating them periodically.
Yes. Had them for lunch today.
And...
Do we still
have
rice?
We have eggs from your mom.
Oh.
Ooh, we have eggs from my mom.
Egg
Thank you, Mom.
Carissa.
Thank you, Mom.
No clarification on what that means, and I like that.
The
next
yep.
song is Owen's next pick, which is by the band Muna.
Mm. Oh, wait, you did put a Muna song on?
Yes, Pink Light by Muna. I put this one on because in... Shout out to Cleona again. Her old bedroom had, like, pink curtains that really didn't block out any sunlight, but so it cast a really nice pink light in
That's
the bedroom
cute.
And so we would play this song sometimes.
That's a really
That's
nice story
nice.
Shout out to your lover.
Ew.
Sorry.
Mid-morning Oh, shit.
the cat in the studio.
Professional fade.
Nice. That was really good.
Thanks. That was She Lives in My Lap by Outkast and Rosario Dawson. I like that song.
That's nice.
Yeah. It's on the nose, but it's good. And I feel like I'm never not listening to Speakerbox / whatever it's called.
Is that that's that album?
The Love Below. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Andre 3000 was at the Lily Pad, which is this tiny little jazz venue in Inman Square, and I found out the day after. And he was probably flouting it up.
Flouting?
Like a flautist.
He plays the flute?
Do you not know about his experimental flute jazz?
No, that's awesome.
Nice. Yeah. I haven't really listened to a ton of it, because it's not really my favorite thing to listen to, but it is really awesome from what I've heard.
Okay, I will be listening.
So that's exciting. Maybe we'll play some of that next week when mm-hmm. we play the weirdest music we can.
Theme of the week, flute.
Experimental? Uh-oh. No, it's going to be bad.
Theme of the week, experimental. That's when we... earlier we were making sure it was on stream, and we were playing it off of our phones, and I was maybe going to put it on the microphone to see what happened. So maybe that's... Stay tuned for next week. Tune back in.
Yeah. Keep them...
Okay. Sorry.
No. Oh. Nope.
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 Up next we have a song by a little artist known as Stevie Wonder.
Whoa.
And a little song known as You Are the Sunshine of My Life.
Freaking classic.
And we have a little host known as Owen who chose it.
Owen.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, great. Anything else to add?
No, just a good song. I think we forgot to mention that all the love songs we picked don't have love in the title.
Thank you for saying that.
Or, I don't...
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
That was a challenge I added, and you guys went, and I couldn't tell if everyone was mad at me.
No, I enjoyed it. It was a fun... It was also funny to think about, like, some songs that's like, they have the title and the little parenthesized title afterwards, mm-hmm. and it was like, sometimes I forgot that they had love mm-hmm. in it.
Does that even count, though?
I counted it.
Oh, I did, too.
Yeah.
But... I feel like that's like a, yeah.
I mean, if we're challenging ourselves, why not?
No, for sure. I just kind of have qualms with titles like that. Just commit.
You know? No, I kind of like it.
Me too.
I want to dance. I say yes to everything.
Being really confusing right now.
Anyway, let's listen. Yeah.
Okay.
This is a classic. Let's just listen.
Shine up. but it's high on consolation. Everybody's trying to tell me what is right for me. Yeah. My daddy tried to bomb me with a sermon, but it's plain to see that they can't comfort me. Sorry, Charlie, for the imposition. I think I got the strength to carry on. Need a drink and a quick decision. Now it's up to me. Who I will be. She's gone.
She's gone.
Oh, I better learn how to face.
She's gone.
She's gone. Oh, I
pay the devil to replace her.
She's gone.
And she's gone.
What went wrong?
In the mirror, I'm worn as a toothbrush hanging in the stand. Yeah, my face ain't looking any younger.
Now I can see love taking her toll on me.
She's gone.
She's gone.
Oh, I
better learn how to face.
She's gone.
She's gone.
Replace her.
She's gone.
And she's gone. Oh, what went
away, yeah.
And pretty bodies help dissolve our memories.
They can never be what she was to me.
She's gone.
She's gone.
Oh, I
better learn how to face.
She's gone.
She's gone.
Oh, I pay the devil to replace her.
She's gone.
And she's gone.
Daryl Hannell, John Oates, She's Gone. That was my pick, and it really fit in nicely after the Stevie Wonder song, because two songs with very awesome key change. And about love theme.
Or leaving. Nice.
And being gone.
Feedthepig.org is a dead link. Thank you to our listenership.
That's our
Reed.
Second PSA of the night.
If you want financial advice, you can email me.
Yeah. Well, would you look at that time? Time to let you know that you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We've been the Mini Fridge, and we will be again next week, Wednesdays, 6 p.m. Tune in.
Tune in next week to find out the theme.
True. Tune in every week to find out the theme, but especially next week to find out what next week's theme is going to be, which we don't know yet.
British invasion.
That can't be next week.
Well, we have like 15 more songs on this playlist, but I think we'll just play the next one, which will be our last song. That's gonna go ahead and be Chosen to Deserve.
Yes.
By Wednesday.
It's mine.
And it's Wednesday.
And it's Wednesday today. True. I just love this band so much. I think they're just so good, and everyone can enjoy this lovely song.
So good. Yeah.
Thank you all for listening. We'll see you again. And by see, I mean you'll hear us again next week.
In the audio landscape.
Everyone have a good Valentine's Day weekend.
True.
And listen to some more love songs. Okay.
Bye, Dad.
Bye, Dad.
Bye, Dad.
Thanks.